Welcome. You're listening to a recording provided for the use of the blind and print impaired. Materials or items read on Ayers Allais are the copyright property of the original authors and publishers. No unauthorized use or duplication is permitted. There's something new on Ayers Allais every day. Hello, this is Roger Baker, and every Friday we bring you helpful information about a subject that's of interest to just about everyone. Health. The following is an article from the online website medicalnewstoday.com. The article was written by Peter Morales Brown. New guideline highlights obesity's central role in heart, kidney, and metabolic disease. Cardiovascular kidney metabolic, or CKM, syndrome is a complex health disorder linking cardiovascular disease, chronic kidney disease, and metabolic disorders such as type 2 diabetes and obesity. The American Heart Association officially defined CKM syndrome in 2023 to address the interconnected nature of these conditions. Evidence suggests that nearly 9 in 10 adults in the United States have at least one component of CKM syndrome. This includes risk factors such as high blood pressure, irregular cholesterol levels, high blood glucose, reduced kidney function, and excess weight. Many of these factors often coexist and contribute to progressive damage across multiple organ systems. CKM syndrome develops during a continuum, beginning with metabolic risk factors and potentially advancing to significant cardiovascular and kidney disease if left unmanaged. Now, the first ever clinical guideline on CKM syndrome from the AHA and the American College of Cardiology, ACC, published in Circulation, highlights the role of excess weight, positioning it as a key driver of CKM syndrome rather than simply a risk factor. A shift toward cardiovascular kidney metabolic syndrome prevention. The first ever clinical guideline for CKM syndrome identifies excess weight, especially in the abdomen, as a key driver for the syndrome. As obesity rates continue to rise, the guideline emphasizes supporting a healthy weight and empowers healthcare professionals to discuss prevention-focused strategies about how managing weight now can help prevent future health problems. However, despite highlighting obesity as a key driver, the guideline notes that body weight alone does not tell the whole story. Individuals may have the same body weight, but markedly different health profiles depending on how fat tissue affects metabolic function. The document highlights abdominal fat, specifically visceral fat, as a particularly important contributor to disease progression. Excess fat surrounding organs can promote chronic inflammation, insulin resistance, and damage to blood vessels, including the likelihood of developing diabetes, kidney disease, heart failure, heart attack, and stroke. Visceral fat acts like a metabolically active organ that releases inflammatory signals that contribute to insulin resistance and chronic inflammation over time. Kevin Shaw, MD, board-certified cardiologist and program director of heart failure outreach at Memorial Care Heart and Vascular Institute and Long Beach Medical Center in Long Beach, California, who is not involved in the guidance, explained to Medical News Today. Over time, these changes increase the risk for diabetes, kidney disease, heart failure, and CKM. This is one reason waist circumference can sometimes provide additional risk information beyond what body mass index or BMI can provide, said Dr. Shaw. Discussing weight as a medical risk for organ damage. The new recommendations replace a 2013 guideline focused on overweight and obesity management. In contrast to earlier approaches, the updated guidance places greater emphasis on prevention and early intervention, which may slow, stop, or even reverse the progression of CKM syndrome. The new guidance encourages healthcare professionals to discuss weight as a medical risk factor that can contribute to organ damage rather than as a cosmetic concern. It also recommends approaching the topic sensitively and collaboratively with patients. Ideally, it is advisable for healthcare professionals to begin these conversations before serious complications emerge, helping people understand how obesity may contribute to future diabetes, kidney disease, and cardiovascular problems. Managing CKM, lifestyle, medication, and healthcare. The guideline highlights healthy lifestyle practices as the foundation of CKM syndrome management. In particular, it advises incorporating the AHA's Life Essential 8 framework in addition to stress management. These are 8 modifiable factors that can help reduce the risk of heart disease and improve overall health. The 8 metrics include regular physical activity, heart-healthy eating patterns, avoiding nicotine exposure, healthy sleep habits, and maintaining a healthy weight, blood glucose, blood lipids, and blood pressure levels. What practical steps can individuals take today to reduce their risk of developing CKM syndrome? The most important step is recognizing the connection between heart, kidney, and metabolic health. Reducing risk can be achieved by maintaining healthy weight, regular exercise, optimizing sleep, avoiding tobacco, and managing conditions such as high blood pressure, diabetes, and cholesterol, Shaw said. Alongside lifestyle interventions, the guideline recognizes an expanding range of medications that can improve outcomes across multiple organ systems. Specifically, the therapies highlighted include sodium glucose cotransporter 2, SGLT2 inhibitors, glucagon-like peptide 1, GLP-1 receptor-based treatments, and non-steroidal mineralocorticoid receptor antagonists. These medications have demonstrated benefits extending beyond blood sugar control, including protection of heart and kidney health. The guideline also focuses on improving coordination among healthcare professionals. Those living with CKM syndrome often receive care from multiple specialists, including cardiologists, nephrologists, endocrinologists, and primary care physicians. The guideline recommends greater use of care coordinators or patient navigators to help ensure communication among clinicians and improve follow-up care. It is rare for a person to experience these conditions one at a time. The guidance advocates for a more holistic model in which healthcare teams work together while patients remain central to decision-making. What the new guideline means for patients and doctors. The guideline reflects a growing recognition that obesity, diabetes, kidney disease, and cardiovascular disease are deeply interconnected and often develop through shared biological mechanisms. Rather than treating each condition separately after complications arise, the guideline suggests that earlier identification of metabolic risk and proactive management of weight-related health issues could help prevent long-term organ damage. For patients, the message is that weight management is increasingly being viewed through the lens of overall metabolic health rather than appearance. For clinicians, the guideline provides a framework for discussing weight, screening for CKM syndrome, and coordinating care across specialties before irreversible complications occur. Shaw is very optimistic that earlier recognition and treatment of CKM syndrome could reduce the burden of these related conditions. Traditionally, we treat the conditions of heart disease, kidney disease, obesity, and diabetes as separate conditions. The CKM framework recognizes these are closely linked, he said. Earlier identification of CKM can allow clinicians to intervene sooner with lifestyle changes and increasingly impactful therapies that can reduce the long-term risk of cardiovascular events, renal failure, and heart failure, said Dr. Shaw. If you want to learn more about AIRS LA and the types of programs we offer, follow us by clicking on any of the social media links at the top of our webpages. If you like what you see or hear, please click the like button. This podcast is for the sole use of our blind and print-impaired audience. Any unauthorized use is prohibited. We'll be back again next Friday with more helpful information related to your health. I'm Roger Baker.